We live in a world where information is being fed to us on a daily basis through various channels, some of which are unacceptable. We're exposed to the media, which presents a distorted image of Islam. And at times, we're exposed to evil insinuations against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against the noble companions on social media. And in times like these, the need is to attain Islamic knowledge through authentic mediums. And this is a matter of urgency in this era. Almighty Allah sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the glorious Quran and the blessed Sunnah. And Allah chose the Sahaba to remain in and to benefit from the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And through the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Almighty Allah preserved the knowledge and the legacy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As the Sahaba radiallahu anhu emulated Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the minutest detail. Sahaba radiallahu anhu became fountains of knowledge and imparted that priceless legacy to the Ummah. And amongst the galaxy of knowledgeable Sahaba, we learn of a Sahabi who benefited tremendously from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from a young age and was a fountainhead of knowledge. He is none other than Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud was born to the Hudayl tribe, approximately 17 years after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was uniquely short and skinny man with a dark complexion. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the agnomen Abu Abdil Rahman, while his title was Ummi Abd. And Sayyidina Nafi says that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was from amongst the most generous people. He would wear the whitest of clothes and was the most pleasantly scented from amongst them all. He was the 22nd person to accept Islam and is thus from the early forerunners, the Sabiqun al-Awwalun, as Allah says in the Noble Quran, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا بِإِحْسَانٍ. And when we look at, you know, the incident behind his Islam, he worked as a shepherd for Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. And once while shepherding the sheep, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam requested him to milk a sheep that hadn't given birth. And miraculously, milk began pouring out of its udder. And after witnessing this miracle, he embraced Islam. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud lived in the close company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and participated in all the major campaigns. He participated in the battles of Badr, Uhud, Khandaq, Khaybar, Hunayn, Tabuk, and even the conquest of Makkah. And he reports details of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam during each battle, which indicates, you know, the close proximity in which he would be to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one distinction he has is that Allah allowed him, a man with a small stature, to kill the man with the greatest pride. In the Battle of Badr, he gave the final fatal blow to the Pharaoh of this Ummah, Abu Jahl, facilitating his dispatching of Abu Jahl to the fire of Jahannam and bringing joy to the heart of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we look at his life, we observe that once he embraced Islam, he occupied himself in action which is key to attaining knowledge. He remained closely attached to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and would ardently serve Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would lay his sleeping mat for him, keep the miswak for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his shoes, his water of wudu. This was during travel. He was thus known as the carrier of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's shoes, his miswak, and his wudu container. And would frequent, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's company so often that the Sahaba who came to Medina would think that he was from the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ashari said that when he came from Yemen and accepted Islam, they stayed in Medina and thought that Ibn Mas'ud and his mother were from the Ahlul Bayt, the household of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because they would enter the home of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so frequently. So these narrations, you know, point out an important point. We learn that in order to achieve deep understanding of deen and attain Islamic knowledge, it's imperative to stay close to those scholars who are well-versed in Islamic knowledge, including traveling with them, serving them. It's our responsibility to learn of our beautiful religion and take our time to seek knowledge from the ulama. Also, we observe that a close relationship Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had with Ibn Mas'ud, by extension, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had immense love for all the Sahaba. And he announced, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, fear Allah regarding my companions. لَا تَتَّخِذُوهُمْ غَرَضًا مِّن بَعْدِي. Regarding my Sahaba, do not make them a target of criticism after me. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّي. Whoever loves them, it's on account of his love for me. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِي أَبْغَضَهُمْ. Whoever has enmity for them, it is on account of his enmity for me. So any criticism, mocking, taunting or defaming against the Sahaba is a sign of hatred of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Disrespecting the Sahaba is disrespecting the choice of Allah. Allah does not make mistakes in his choice. If Allah ever intended something, it's on account of his infinite wisdom. And in no way will Allah make a mistake in his decision. Ibn Mas'ud himself outlines to us Allah's choice in the matter of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And while Ibn Abdullah reports that Ibn Mas'ud said that verily Allah looked at the hearts of people and chose Muhammad and then sent him to his creation. Allah sent him with his message and granted him from his knowledge. He then looked at the hearts of people after him and chose for him companions, and he made them the helpers of the deen and the representatives of his Nabi. That which the believers see as good and that which the believers see as evil is evil in the eyes of Allah. And what the good, it is good in the eyes of Allah. So Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu memorized the entire Quran. He learned 70 surahs directly from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's one of the great qurra of the Ummah. And he had the distinction of being the first person after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to recite the Quran publicly in front of the Quraysh. Now those who were proficient in the Quran were special. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered those around him to learn the Quran from Ibn Mas'ud, amongst others. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed and said, learn the Quran from four people, from Ibn Abd. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam began with Ibn Mas'ud, and then Muaz bin Jabal, Ubay bin Ka'b, Salim, the freed slave of Abu Huzaifa. One of the best ways to begin our journey in Islamic knowledge is by acquainting ourselves with the Quran on a daily basis. Time should be allocated to read the noble Quran, to revise it. The Quran will be a companion in the grave and an intercessor on the day of Qiyamah. And in these times of turmoil, the need to become proficient readers of the noble Quran and learn its meanings is of greater importance, as the Quran will secure our salvation in this world and the year after. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, as in his commentary of various verses of the noble Quran, outline his deep understanding of the Quran and his immense knowledge. There's a narration in which he imparts to us a simple yet valuable action to ensure steadfastness. When we narrate to you something, then we bring a proof from the Quran. Verily, when a Muslim says, Subhanallah wa bihamdi walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu Akbar, an angel places these words under his wings, then ascends into the sky. The angel does not pass any other group of angels except they seek forgiveness for the one who uttered the words, until he brings his words before the countenance of Allah. And Ibn Mas'ud then recited, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. To him ascends good speech, and righteous work raises it. So this is the proof for his statement from the noble Quran. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu praised Abdullah bin Mas'ud. He said that he reads the Quran and had a deep understanding of the deen and was knowledgeable of the sunnah. And owing to his proficiency in the Quran and excellent understanding of deen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu gave him orders to proceed to Kufa after its establishment in the 17th year after Hijrah and teach the people Quran as well as develop the understanding of deen. And he remained in Kufa for many years, disseminating the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, leaving close to 4,000 knowledgeable men, ulama, fuqaha, muhaddithin in that city. And when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came to Kufa, he was pleased to see many fuqaha in Kufa and remarked, may Allah have mercy on Ibn Ummi Abd. He has certainly filled this area with knowledge. And the students of Ibn Mas'ud were the lanterns of the city, Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu remarked. Now, the Hanafi fiqh is greatly influenced by the verdicts and the rulings of Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud. Imam Abu Hanifa was the student of Hammad ibn Sulaiman, was the student of Ibrahim al-Nakhai, was succeeded by Al-Aswad and Al-Alqamah, the two outstanding students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So this is the chain with regards to knowledge. And practicing on one's knowledge is the demand of knowledge. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud, you know, highlights this aspect when he said that when a man from us learned 10 verses, he would not learn another until he knew its meaning and practice upon it. And Ibn Mas'ud narrates approximately 884 ahadiths from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. However, today, you know, we focus on hadith which highlights the importance of truthfulness. He said that inna sidqa yahdi ila al-birr wa inna al-birra yahdi ila al-jannah. Truthfulness leads to righteousness and righteousness leads to paradise. Wa inna rajula la yasduqu hatta yakuna siddiqan. Wa inna al-kidhba yahdi ila al-fujur wa inna al-fujur yahdi ila al-nar. Wa inna rajula la yakdhibu hatta yuktaba inda Allahi kadhiba. And a man keeps on telling the truth until he becomes a truthful person, and falsehood leads to al-fujur, wickedness and evil deeds, and wicked evil leads to the fire of Jahannam. And a man may keep on telling lies until he's written to be a liar before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith emphasized the importance of truthfulness and that we should always be truthful and that we should always remain, you know, bound by truthfulness, and that the important position that truthfulness has in the deen of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the truthful ones. When we look at Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he also had humility, was an extremely humble person. Habib ibn Abi Thabit says that one day Abdullah ibn Mas'ud set out and people began to follow him. And he said to them, "Do you have a need?" And they said, "No, but we wish to walk with you." He said, "Return, as it is grace for the followers, a test for the one who's being followed." He should tell people, "If you knew my sins, even two men will not walk behind me." And Almighty Allah elevated those who are humble. He therefore found Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, we find that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and Sayyidina Ali amongst others, heaping praise of Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "If I were to appoint anyone a leader without consulting the believers, it would be Ibn Ummi Abd." And Habba ibn Juwayda narrates and he says that we were with Ali. And we mentioned some of the statements of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. The people then praised him. They said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, we have not seen a man better in character, gentle in teaching, nobler as a companion, and more upon fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than Ibn Mas'ud." So this is the statement with regards to him. So he was really a humble person. Despite his knowledge, we see that the honor Allah had given Ibn Mas'ud, this teaches us that in our search for Islamic knowledge, humility is of utmost importance. The garb of pride is Allah's, and the garb of the believers, you know, it should be humility. So, you know, through this glimpse into the life of Ibn Mas'ud, we learn about the importance of knowledge. We observe how important it is to keep in the company of the pious, and we should have love for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum.